The views and comments expressed on the Space Show by its guests, callers, and listeners belong to them. The Space Show and its hosts serve only as a platform and are not responsible for others' comments or views. All topics discussed on the Space Show are primarily for educational purposes.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but
we
because
have main
they are
engine
hard.
Start. 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Space Show with Dr. David Livingston. Broadcasting to 7 continents. Consistently bringing you quality news and interviews with the best and brightest minds in the new space economy. Here is the founder and host of the Space Show, the man who best articulates the vision of space commercial enterprise, Dr. David Livingston.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our Sunday Space Show program. I am your host, David Livingston. Thanks for tuning in today, an important day for the Space Show. But first, a couple of announcements. You can give us a call and talk to our guest, Spencer, who I will introduce again in just a minute. And that toll-free number is 1-866-687-7223. No call screeners. Please be patient, and we'll answer the line and bring you up on air as quickly as we possibly can. You can also send us email comments or questions using drspace, D-R-S-P-A-C-E, at thespaceshow.com. That is our website, thespaceshow.com. So we have a very detailed newsletter that gets uploaded after the Sunday Space Show program that goes into all of the programs for the upcoming week, the guest bios, and then it's also the only place we have a future events section for the Space Show. So you definitely want to check that out and see who's coming on board the Space Show over the next couple of weeks. Or as in the case today, we're going out into September and October already. Everything we do is an archived show, so you can either listen right off of our blog, thespaceshow.wordpress.com, or our website, thespaceshow.com, or you can quickly download these shows. So a typical 90-minute show is about 40 to 45 megabytes, and if you have a fast internet connection, it's maybe 90 seconds to download the program. If you have any questions or comments about downloading the program or anything like that, please do let me hear from you. On our website, thespaceshow.com, there is a store up near the top, Space Show Gear. Please do check it out, and hopefully you'll find some items of interest. And there is a guest search tool there, soon to be obsolete, and we'll talk about that later on. That is right now the only way you can do any kind of a search for Space Show programs. So if you use guest search, it will take you to a completely different page because none of our archives are linked together in a searchable fashion. The last third of them have keywords. The first two-thirds, give or take, do not have keywords with them at this point. And you can do a search like you could with Word or Excel or a PDF document for your keyword, like, say, space tourism or Mars. And when you come up with all of the programs that have had that keyword mentioned, then what you can do is write the dates down and the name of the guest, and then go back to our Space Show search engine at the bottom of our homepage. I know this sounds cumbersome. This is why we're working really hard to deliver a new website with new archives to everybody. But you go back to the homepage, thespaceshow.com, scroll all the way down, and you have our a search engine, which was designed about 13, 14 years ago, and you can search by date only. But you now need to pull up those shows that you wrote down based on the guest search tool. Pretty cumbersome way of doing it, but that is the only way you can do a search right now for Space Show programs. And hopefully that will change in the very near future. do remember that we are trademarked and copyrighted, but everybody has permission to download and share our programs. But, you know, they are big. Some of the files are over 40 megabytes. And it's easier just to send someone who you think might be interested. Just send them the URL of the show. But if you do want to send an actual show to somebody, that's fine. If you don't know how to do it or don't know of any of the free services that will allow you to send huge files like that through email, email me and I'll tell you how to do it and I'll tell you which ones that I've used and which ones I think offer good service and which ones kind of suck. But again, you can do a lot just by sending someone the URL of the program. There are a couple of restrictions for doing this, not very many, but one of them is not to do anything commercial with our programs. The second one is a biggie, and that is not to edit or cut or clip any of our programs, and certainly do not put them on any website, including your own, and most of all, including YouTube. And please don't do that. That's a violation of our copyright. And then the final one is don't do written transcripts, even if they're for your own personal use. There is a full copyright statement on the bottom of every one of the pages of our website and the OneGiantLeapFoundation.org website, our parent nonprofit. So check it out. If you have any questions, it's always best to send an email and ask before you do it. drspace@thespaceshow.com. We do podcast on Gigadial, GIGADIAL.net. We thank Andrew for this service. And if you have any questions about our podcasting for your computer or a smartphone, do email me, and I'll be happy to respond to you. And we're in iTunes and a host of other places on the net. So again, let me know if you have any questions or anything like that. We do have sponsors, and remember, Secure World Foundation is one of our sponsors, and they help bring this program to all of you. The Secure World Foundation promotes cooperative solutions for space security, but you can get much more information about them by visiting their own website, which is swfound.org. They also sponsor our webinar series. Tom Driggers is also a sponsor, so Tom is our lifesaver engineer. And he has been with us for 13 of our 14-plus years on the space show, and he keeps us on the air in more ways than one. When we were having website crashes earlier this year and had to do an emergency vacate from our hosting service, Tom was able to clone our site, and I thought we were going to lose it, and I thought we were going to be down maybe a week or two at a time. If you recall, I was telling everybody to look to the blog. We'll communicate with you through the blog if the website goes down. Tom kept it up and was able to convert it all to a modern website, and he's really great, and he does the same with our engineering equipment. So if you need someone of that service, you need them to be available on an 11th-hour basis, Tom is your guy, and you can get his information on the sponsors page of both thespaceshow.com as well as OneGiantLeapFoundation.com. So that brings me to our show today. So today we have launched our crowdfunding program on Indiegogo to finance the new website that we've been talking about for weeks and weeks and weeks, and to develop a fully searchable archival quality database. The campaign is alive and well, and with us to now talk in detail about it rather than what we did last week is the creating force behind all of this, Spencer Austin Martin. And Spencer is a graduate of the University of Colorado, the Boulder campus, and the University of Hawaii, the Manoa campus. He specializes in web design and development using WordPress and Drupal content management systems. In addition to the work he has done, he also does a lot of animation, product and architectural visualizations, 3D asset creations, and he teaches this stuff in colleges on an international basis in various countries around the world, specifically in Asia. If you go to our Support the Space Show site, www.supportthespaceshow.com, Spencer created that site, and we have worked closely together for several months for that and the Indiegogo site, which is up and running. So, Spencer, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hi, David. Doing well.
So we are up and running, and we are live. What does that really mean, and why do we have a support site? Why is there an Indiegogo site? There's a YouTube video. So that nobody gets confused, let's kind of do the 101 overview on everything.
Yeah, so we have kind of a footprint across a few different sites. The main site is going to be the Indiegogo site. That's where people can actually go. They can watch the video. They can check out the different perks we have. We have some special space show gear that's only going to be available during this campaign that's sporting the new logo with your John Hancock, your autograph on it. And we even got some signed books by some people, some big authors within the space community. And people can read about the perks, they can see who's supporting us, and they can read about the plan on the Indiegogo site, and they can watch the video and contribute there. So that's the actual contribution site where you would go to give money. And we already have two people who've donated. I think Jonathan Lee was the first one in this morning, and then I think Rick Kwan also donated. So we already got a few people coming to the site. And then we have the supportthespaceshow.com website, which is just has some more in-depth information about some of the perks, such as hosting your own space show or being a guest on the space show or doing the webinar with you, and what the details of those perks are, because those are a bit more complex, and we didn't have enough room on the Indiegogo site to really flesh them out enough. And then on the Indiegogo site, you can also see, or on the supportthespaceshow.com website, you can also see some testimonials from people in the space community, including ex-NASA administrators, people who are in academia, and people throughout the space community who support the space show. And you can also read about our plan. What exactly does the plan entail for modernization? And I we'll talk about that a little bit later. And then we also have a YouTube video, which kind of spells all this out visually, which we just put up today and is available on the on your Facebook page, which we should also pitch. So the Space Show has a Facebook page. I encourage everybody who's on Facebook to go and like and share the Space Show's content. So it's the facebook.com/OGLF, the Space Show. And that will give you access to our Facebook page where you can see some updates from the campaign, and including at the top of the page should be our YouTube video, which you can also watch on Indiegogo.
Okay, and one thing to mention, as you all know, we are a 501c3 nonprofit through the One Giant Leap Foundation.org. So that carries over to our Indiegogo campaign. So all of your participations and contributions are subject for the tax deduction, but you have to obviously qualify for a tax deduction, both on your federal as well as your state tax return. So the way Indiegogo does that is they run this through their nonprofit, which I believe is First Giving. So you will get an acknowledgement letter for your gift through First Giving, and you will also get an acknowledgement letter from OneGiantLeapFoundation.org via email for your gift. And you can't claim two gifts here. You know, it's one gift, but you're going to get two thank you letters because we're going to acknowledge it. And, of course, First Giving will. But so for those of you who do have need for a tax deduction benefit, this is certainly there on your federal side. And you need to check with your advisors on the details on that. And it's also true for sure if you're a California taxpayer, because One Giant Leap is a California public benefit corporation. Not sure about other states, check with your tax advisor on that. And if they need any additional information from us, just let us know, and we'll be happy to furnish that. But do keep in mind that is an additional perk on every incentive level. Because you do qualify for and get a tax deduction given our 501c3 nonprofit status. Spencer, there's also, before we get too deep in it, there's a perk which we talked about last week on beta testing, and it's not really a perk that you can sign up for. It just, anyone who spends over X amount of dollars in supporting the space show is eligible to do beta testing on the new website if they want to do it. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, so we're definitely going to want to have beta testers on the new site, and they're going to have a direct line of communication with me, because we want people to give feedback not only about the new search tools that we're going to implement, but also the overall design. and if there's issues with it formatting on different devices, such as tablets and smartphones. So I can test a lot of different devices, but there's a lot of devices out there. So it's good to get feedback from people. And like you said, that, I think that one's available. If you go to the supportthespaceshow.com/donate, it has more information on the beta test program. But it's basically, if you contribute over $250 and you're willing and want to participate, then we'd be glad to have you on as a beta tester, and you'll get to go through and you'll get to test out some of the new functionality on the website before anybody else, and you'll have a direct line with me, and your feedback on the design and the tools will be fed into further iterations as we develop the website. And so that's about it for that.
Why don't we go through what some of the, and hit the highlights of the perks?
Yeah, let's go through. So if you go to our Indiegogo page, which is linked, I believe you linked it in the Spatial blog this morning.
Correct. It's linked there. It's on the Spatial website, the One Giant Leap website.
So there's a lot of different places you can. If you visit any of the Spatial related sites, supportthespatial.com, thespatial.com, or the WordPress blog, you'll be able to find links to the Indiegogo site. And once you go there, you'll be able to see our videos at the top, so you can always watch that. And then in the right sidebar, as you go down, you'll see we have about, I think, 15 to 16 perks that go all the way from $10 with the lapel pin all the way to $2,000 hosting a webinar.
Now, one of the things we didn't talk about last week, which is part of all of these perks, and we might talk about that up front, is that something new on the website, actually there'll be a lot of things new on the website, is a dedicated supporter honor roll page based on typical nonprofit categories like bronze, silver, gold, platinum, et cetera. You want to say a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we've talked about that in some detail, and it looks like we're going to have a contributor page where people will receive a citation. From the bottom, probably just be a text citation, a name, and maybe job, something like that. And then build it up. The more you contribute, the higher the level, then you'll have maybe a picture in your name, and then all the way at the top have a full bio, maybe a dedicated subpage with your information, if you're willing to contribute that.
And listeners, our plan is to have this honor roll divided into two sections, because we do have a lot of PayPal donors that have donated either before this campaign started or will donate after this campaign started. So our honor roll, starting in 2015, will be for the PayPal donors, and it'll say PayPal honor roll on it. And for the Indiegogo campaign, website modernization campaign, and that honor roll will be identified as such too. So we want to give thanks and an acknowledgement to all of you who have supported the show, be it on the Indiegogo program or on the website. So this honor roll, which we hope to maintain each year going forward on an annual basis, will be recognizing all of you who have supported us, and we deeply appreciate that, and we'll be starting that with the year 2015. But the only people who get the citation are from the Indiegogo plan. So when we say the citation, they're really not getting a paper in the mail that says citation. The citation is the reference on the Indiegogo honor roll page, correct?
Correct. So it sounds like on the new website we'll have a page both for continuing donations, because you'll have those on a rolling basis, and then, but also a special page dedicated to the modernization campaign and people who contributed for the website modernization campaign.
And that's for all levels of giving. And so that's where we're starting out. If you look at the perks, there is a $10 contribution level. That's where we begin, and then our perks start at $25 with a spatial lapel pin, And then at $65, you get your choice of the new mug or the new T-shirt design, one or the other. And you can see what they look like if you scroll down on the Indiegogo page, because Spencer has pictures of the T-shirt and the mug and the lapel pin and actually the hard drive, which we'll discuss in just a minute. So you get an idea of what they are. The mug is all black this time around. So it, unlike those of you who ordered a mug from before, it was white with our old blue logo on it, the older one. This is going to be all black with our new logo. And as Spencer said earlier, that new logo is only available on items through this campaign. And that new logo is an autograph logo. Spencer, you want to talk about we're jumping from. I want to stay with the mug and the T-shirt because that's a $65 contribution, and you get to choose one or the other. But if for those of you who want both, we have a bargain, you know, perk. And the bargain perk for both the T-shirt and the mug together is $120. So that's a $10 bargain over doing them individually. So if you scroll down, you will see the $120 silver contributor level T-shirt plus the mug. So you might want to pay attention to that if you're interested in both of them. And that is it's definitely lower in cost than were you able to get the mug or the thing separate from this campaign, except you can't get that logo separate from this campaign. Anything you want to say about that, Spencer?
Yeah, so, I mean, everybody who's been to the new camp, supportthespaceshow.com, has seen the new logo. Actually, you can see it right in the main body text here, and it really looks good. I think it's kind of brings the Space Show kind of into the 21st century of the internet. it's a high resolution and very clean, and looks great on the website. Looks good on the shirt. Looks good on the mug. And so we'll have I think plenty of T-shirts and mugs. But people should be aware that some of the other perks are limited in number. For example, we've already had a contributor give $150 and claimed one of the Lurio reports. So there's only two of those, and so one's been claimed. And many of the signed autograph books, there's only two of. I think we have four of Rand Simberg's. Is that?
No, you have two of Rand's. You have four of the Saturn.
Anthony Young.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Yeah, so just be aware that some of these are very limited in quantity. So the sooner you jump in and pick one up, That's the only way to guarantee you're going to get one, because they're starting to go already.
Joe is in Boston, and he sent in an email and says, I've never done an Indiegogo thing before. How do you pay for and do a purchase on Indiegogo?
So you should just be able to click on the perk in the right sidebar, and it'll take you to a payment screen. It'll tell you about the perk. And if it's a T-shirt or mug or a book, you'll have to put in your shipping information, and then you check out using just your credit card or debit card. I don't know if they have PayPal or not. I'll have to check.
I don't think they do, but it's something that we can check, but they definitely do credit card. You want to say a word about shipping, because we do have domestic shipping, and then international shipping is different.
Yeah, so when you go to check out, if you're from someplace outside the U.S., we did add a little bit extra on the shipping there, because it's usually about $5 to $10 more than it would be in the U.S. So there will probably be an extra fee involved, and you'll see that when you select your country. If you select the United States, you'll see for the books it's $5, and if you are from outside the U.S., I think it'll be $10. So you'll pay a little extra for shipping, but that just helps us keep the margins for the donation program. Looking good.
If we go from that, let's go and talk about the books, because we do have generous offers from Eric Seedhouse, Rand Simberg, and Anthony Young. So, you know, they did offer a limited number of books. So, for example, Eric Seathouse has a lot of books listed. He has Virgin Galactic, the SpaceX Dragon book, which is about to be printed, and also Mars Via the Moon, which is coming up as well. But there's only a limited number of those. And then Rand Simberg's classic book, and you know, Safe, which we've talked about a lot on the show, is also available, but again, in a limited quantity. Now, these are personal autographs to you, so the authors have agreed to put a personal inscription in the book rather than just their name as a general autograph. So keep that in mind, and keep in mind that they are limited in quantity, as is the Lurio Report. And the Lurio Report is typically $150 a year, and for the one of you who wants to claim the balanced, the leftover one, because there's still one left, it's $125. So it's a savings, plus you get the tax deduction. So it's a really good deal, plus it's a good supporting offer for the space show. And we will send all of the subscription information to Dr. Lurio, who will take care of processing this and adding you to the subscription list. Anything else on your side for any of this?
Well, if you want to see the titles, we have a larger picture on the supportthespaceshow.com website. But you can still see a small picture of all the covers in the main body text of the Indiegogo site. And like you said, a lot of these are not even on the shelf yet. So you get a chance to pick one up with a personal inscription at a pretty good price.
And the books will be delivered later this year or when published. They either are already out and we'll be able to deliver them, you know, before the year is over with, or if they're not yet published, we'll deliver them shortly after their publication date. One of the other perks, which you might notice, is business consulting on my part. So remember, that is my typical career, and my background in education academia is business with an MBA, as well as the PhD. Actually, it's a DBA, Doctor of Business Administration degree. And so I have offered 2 hours of consulting to people at a bargain rate of $125 an hour for $250, because my normal rate would be $300 for that. Plus, for a calendar year, starting with the date of the first consulting appointment, you can have my consulting services for that same rate. Okay, so that gives you a bargain consulting rate. If you have a business, and it doesn't have to be a space business, you know, it can be a terrestrial business or whatever it is you're considering. And so that is a perk that some of you may find interesting and may find useful, and I'd be glad to offer those services to be of assistance to you and your business or your startup. There's another perk there that I want to talk about in a little bit more detail, and that is hosting your own edition of a regular space show program. So we divided this into regular and webinar. So right now we're talking about regular. So many of you send me emails and you self-invite yourself to be a guest on the show, and usually I don't accept you because we have a policy of not doing self-invited guests. However, with this perk, you are entitled to either be the guest on the space show or host your own program on the space show, which means you choose the topic and you get the guest that you want. And, you know, I will logistically run the program, because the phone lines and everything and the recordings go through here in our offices, and I have all the CDs for the clips and the cuts and all of that that happens. But you will definitely be running this program, conducting the interview yourself, and in charge of finding the guest. And the only topic restrictions are that it needs to be space related or STEM related. So you know, you can't go off on your latest retail idea for women's clothing or something like that. That would not be appropriate. But anything with science or STEM, engineering or space is okay. And the only other requirement is that your phone line quality has to be consistent with our requirements when I do a regular spatial program, and that's basically analog phone lines work very best. Most of the modern cell phones work okay, but they're not great. But you need to be where there's really strong reception. You need to plug the phone in, and you can't use a Bluetooth. And we do not use any of the VoIP programs that are out there other than the Cisco Systems digital phone system that big companies like SpaceX and NASA use. But most consumers and individuals don't have anything like that. They work with Skype or something of that nature, and we don't do those calls on the space show. But other than that, it's your program. You can be the guest yourself, and of course you will tell me what the topic is, and if you want to write talking points or something like that, you can certainly do that, and I'll interview you. You're the guest. And the other part is you run the program other than the logistical part of it. So you invite the guest, you choose the topics, and you do the questions, and you're the space show host for the day. And I'm in the background just keeping the technology going. So there's no limit on these. So if 10 of you wanted to do this, we could accept all 10 of you. So this is a great way to see what hosting a radio show is like, and a great way to get on and talk about whatever is of interest to you when usually that might not happen. Spencer, any comments from you on hosting a spatial program? Because I know we talked about it quite a bit.
Yeah, that'll be a lot more on your end. And I think there's even an additional one. If you want to host a space show but also get a bunch of the space show gear, including an external hard drive with 1 terabyte hard drive of all 2,500 shows through 2015, the T-shirt and the mug, we have a stacker available for $750. So you get a gold level contributor citation on the honor roll page, and you'd also be able to host a space show and get all of the best space show gear.
Right, and we'll talk about that more in a minute as we talk about what we're doing with space show programs, because we know a lot of you have asked for a collection of all the space show programs rather than individually downloading them and having them here and there on your computer and stuff like that. And that is our next perk in the list, is a 500 gigabyte hard drive that has all of the space shows and webinars on it through 2015, which means it will be sent out to you by early January. And, that's going to be around 150 gigabytes on the 500 gig hard drive. And everything that we've done will be there. There'll be a table of contents page so that you'll know which show is which. We'll be able to do that. There'll be like an index kind of thing. And the webinars will be in a separate folder. It'll be a personalized hard drive. I mean, that is, it'll say the space show on it, so you'll know that is the space show hard drive. That is a $300 perk, and there are shipping charges and stuff, because the only way we'll ship this is either via UPS or Federal Express. So on some of these perks, we will need a UPS or a Federal Express type of shipping address, as we won't use the U.S. mail for sending several of these items to you. Some listeners want to continue receiving annual updates of the space show, kind of like if you buy the Encyclopedia Britannica or the World Book, you get an annual update book or two, for your subscription, or an annual review book. Well, what we will do is for 5 years, we'll give you a 5-year subscription to all space show programs on an annual basis. So at the end of every year for 5 years, then you will get on a flash drive all of those years' programs and webinars. Okay, and so the flash drive is far more convenient than your having to mail back the hard drive and then our having to send the hard drive back to you. That's kind of nonsense. So we're going to send the annual shows to you, and if you want to put them on your hard drive, you can certainly do that. So for the one, for the subscription with the 5-year and the flash drive, you're going to get a 1 terabyte hard drive sent to you. These are external hard drives, and we will send the first one out early January after we've put all the webinars on in the 2015 show, and then each subsequent year we're going to do the same thing, but on a flash drive. And as I said, you'll get an index of what those shows are, and we think this is pretty cool because all of your Space Show collection will then be in one place. You can access and play the shows. You won't have to download them. And we'll do that at the end of the year and give you that entire collection. Any comments technically or anything like that from you, Spencer?
Yeah, so it, like you said, it'll have all the shows on there. And then we're still trying to decide the best way to include the table of contents. But it'll probably be in the form of a PDF or a spreadsheet, basically exporting all the integrated database that we have now on the Drupal site that we created earlier in the year, which has all the keywords and guests and shows linked up. So it'll be one integrated document, but you'll probably still have to find the topic that you want to see and then go to the subfolder. But you'll have access to all the shows. So no worries about downloading shows or anything like that.
Right, and the shows are identified with numbers in chronological order.
Exactly.
I do want to say one thing, and this is going to be passed on the annual subscription. There were 2 space show programs that, because of the conduct of the guest after the space show program, I have prevented those shows from ever being played.
Hmm.
Now, the guest has a copy of the show, and if you can locate the guest and the guest wanted to share the shows, there's nothing I could do about it. I did send the guest the CD of the show, which is what I used to do long before the internet got really wild and crazy and postage rates were cheap, and we were even sending out Space Show t-shirts for many, many years. But economics stopped us from doing all of that. So you will have the show appear, those 2 shows will appear in the archives, and you'll see what they're about and the name of the guests, but the show is not going to be there. So you'll have a pause. Like, I don't remember the number of the show, but let's just say it's number 43. There won't be a number 43 show there. So there are 2 programs like that. I'm just giving everyone a heads up that because of guest conduct, we have taken those shows offline, and they're not going to be played again. So that's just in the nature of full disclosure that I always like to do. And I see we have another subscription. So listeners, if you're interested in the books, John Hunt just took the perk of Eric Seedhouse's new upcoming book, Mars Via the Moon. So the quantity of that perk has been reduced by John's acquisition of that and his contribution. So we thank you very much for that, and of course you will
be
getting the appropriate thank you notes, both from First Giving as well as One Giant Leap Foundation. So that takes us through the hard drive perks. The dinner for two is, or the stacker, as we have called it, is a little more complicated to explain. So I'm going to let Spencer take a first pass at that. So because actually this is his creation, it's a pretty damn good one, if you ask me. So Spencer, tell us about this $750 level, and you can choose either option one, which is a dinner for two with me. That means you and your spouse, you and your girlfriend, you and your kid, you and your boyfriend, you and your whatever, dinner for two. Only the person doing it gets the T-shirt or the mug, okay? Both people don't get the T-shirt or the mug. But you want to explain it in more detail?
Well, yeah, we decided to do 2 at the $750 level because probably there's going to be some people who want to have dinner, some people who'd like to do their own show and still get all the space show gear. So that basically gives you the option of which you would prefer. And I guess having dinner for two with you, you could get some business consulting in during that time as well. So it's kind of two for one on that one. And then with the hosting your own space show, that one plus the hard drive, T-shirt, and mug, that goes for a little less than $1,000 if you got them all separately. So if you get them together with the stacker, then you get a lot of good gear, and you get it at a discounted price. And we should say that the hard drive for that stacker is the 1 terabyte. So not only do you get all the shows, but you'll have about probably 800 gigabytes worth of free storage on there where you can, take advantage of that to back up your computer or, stuff you don't want to have on the cloud.
Right. Now, a word about dinner for two, because while a lot of you live in the San Francisco Bay Area and it would not be a problem to come up with a suitable date and restaurant to go to for that option, I do know that many of you do not live in the Bay Area. So, number one, I also hear from many of you from time to time, and you are visiting San Francisco and you want to get together. And sometimes that works out and sometimes it doesn't. So if you are visiting this area, either on business or for fun or vacation with your family or something like that, we can work out dinner for two here in the Bay Area. And by the way, we're not planning on this at a Denny's-style restaurant. So I used first-class San Francisco Bay Area restaurants, including wine and a reasonable number of cocktails, to be included in this dinner for two package. So you're not going to Denny's, and you're not being forced to do without a cocktail or a decent wine. And the type of restaurant, the type of food, and all that will be worked out for each individual person. Also, I do go to space conferences, so I don't go to as many as I used to, but hopefully I will be able to start attending, more. So I do the New Space Conference, which is, here in Silicon Valley, although next year it's going to be up in the Seattle area. And I also do the SmallSat Conference usually, but the past 2 years I've had health reasons why I didn't go to SmallSat. I do AIAA, which is this year it's in Pasadena, but in previous years it's been Pasadena, Long Beach, San Diego. A couple of times it's been up in San Francisco. I don't think it's ever been in Los Angeles directly, and if it has been, I don't remember it. It's usually a California conference, but I've also attended other conferences out of the area. So it may be that we're headed to a conference, and we're both going to be there, and we can connect and do that. So, and there's no expiration on it. So if you told me, I'm going to be in San Francisco for a medical conference in 2017, that's fine. Okay, so it doesn't expire. So we want this to be convenient for you, and we want it to be something that you'll really remember, not just because of me, but because we've gone to a really special place. We've had a cool evening and a lot of fun. And if we are in L.A., boy, I know some great places along the ocean that are just, fabulous. The only drawback with L.A. is the traffic to get from point A to point B. And when I say that's a drawback, don't underestimate that. it can be a real bitch. But there are a lot of great places in L.A. And again, I'm talking first class places. Hopefully some of you will take up this offer. And you can choose the dinner, which there is no expiration date on it, and you can or you can choose the stacker package that Spencer just described. I guess if you said, I don't care about the dinner, can we do something else? I guess I'd keep an open mind, and we'd come up on a value of what the dinner was. And as I told Spencer, I think the dinner is probably approximately, with reasonable wine cocktails maybe $200 or something like that. So if you really want the package but you don't want a dinner and you want something else and you want a substitute, run it by us, and if we can do that, we'll be happy to do that. There's no limit on the number of these, unlike the books in the Lurio report. This is an unlimited number of perks, so you don't have to worry about somebody beating you to it and all of a sudden you can't get it anymore. The final perk, and it's the most expensive one, and that is you can host a webinar. So I'll make a pass on this, and then Spencer can fill in the lines on it. So webinars are very costly for the space shuttle to produce. That is part of the reason why we don't do very many of them during the year. And this is why the Secure World Foundation has been our sponsor for the past several years. It is their sponsorship that helped us get analog equipment, which we would like to upgrade and go digital from, but that's another story. Also, they are professionally engineered. I can't run a webinar on my own. So Tom Driggers, who you've heard me talk about all the time, comes up and he engineers the program. Plus, we don't have webinar equipment set up all the time. So my little studio is set up to do audio all the time. But when we go to a webinar, we bring in additional equipment from a storeroom that I have. And we wire it into our system, and a lot of work goes on. So if the webinar is Sunday from 1 to 3, Tom is usually here either Friday night or Saturday by 10 or 11 in the morning, and we spend pretty much all day Saturday rearranging things and setting up gear and testing it and updating when we have to and getting it ready. And then Tom engineers the program live while it is going on. We save those programs on multimedia formats so we don't lose it, and Tom is in charge of that. And then Tom takes the raw file back to his own studio where he has a lot more processing power and speed than I have. Plus, he has the skill to do it, and he has the software to do it. And then we edit those programs for upload to Vimeo. So they are very costly for us to produce. But some of you might want to do a webinar program. So again, I'm going to run the logistics of the program. But other than that, the interview, the topics, and the guest are all of your choice. So you would be in charge of choosing the topic, getting the number of webinar guests that would be okay to have, and making sure that everyone has the right kind of phone line and has a high-speed internet connection so that they can transmit a video image without, having it space out all the time or do something else that's weird, because you need a good, fast internet connection for the webinar. And if you want to do that, the webinar is your show. I'm just in the background, running the emails, connecting everything, making sure the system is working, and that's what Tom is doing too. And that's why it bears a $2,000 price tag on it, because we do incur substantial engineering cost and other cost in doing the webinar. But they're really fun, and it's really cool to do it. And there's both an audio version of the webinar when it's done and the video version, which is uploaded to our Space Show webinar site on Vimeo. So some of you may want to do that, and if you do, we'd love to have you give it a try. There's also a little secret thing here for me, and that is if some of you do host a show or a webinar and you are really good at it and you stand out on it, I would not mind figuring out a way to have you be a substitute or stand-in host for a couple of shows. For example, I'm taking the show off the air in early October because of my pending hand surgery. And I'm told it's very, very painful, and I'm going to be on narcotics for a while. So I'm not going to be able to do the show live for a week, maybe a few days longer than that. If I had an alternative standby host, you guys could do the show. Just like you hear on, AM radio, your talk show goes on a holiday, the show doesn't go off air, they get substitute hosts, right? So if in the process of some of you stepping forward and doing the webinar perk or the host your own space show program perk and it works out, I think, you know, I can find a repertoire here of substitute host when the time comes for me to maybe take off or something. We just have to figure out the logistics of it all and how to do it. And that might be challenging, but not impossible. Any comments there, Spencer?
Well, yeah, you know more about handling the webinar than I do, but I can say one cool thing about the new site is we'll be able to embed and integrate all this Vimeo media directly into the website. So there'll be no more, you know, clicking around to different websites to find space show content. It'll all be in one place, and it'll be accessible directly from the site without having to, you know, go elsewhere. And because of your surgery, I guess we should mention our timeline, and we had to push back launch a little bit probably because that first week of October looks like you're going to be out of it. But if people want to look at our draft timeline, it's in that main body text, and they can see the timeline we have to get this new site up. And we're hoping to bring it to everybody before the end of October so that we can actually have some real tangible benefits in the near future.
There's one other thing I want to say because we got two emails to read to you. So Carolyn is in Tucson, and Carolyn says, David, when you're gone or unavailable, is it possible that if you do find through this process people that could be a substitute host, could you set up a pre-record for the substitute host with their program and then set it up to play on archives as you have done with Golden Oldies, but instead of a Golden Oldie, you have a new fresh space show playing when you're gone with the substitute host. And that way, while you're out of town or while you're sick or something, you wouldn't have to sit there and logistically run the program or figure out how to do it. You could set it all up as a pre-record and then just set it up to play. And Carolyn, yes, that is something that we could definitely do. And it makes a lot of sense. And probably listeners would like that far more than they would like for me digging back in the archives to do Golden Oldies when I go out of town. And Golden Oldies are typically preferable rather than just leaving show dates blank if you got a lot of show dates involved. So yeah, that's a possibility. We could do a pre-record while I'm still in town or you know, if I'm not sick or something like that, and then just set it up to play. And it's really easy for me to set it up to play because I can use my iPhone or a laptop wherever I am, assuming I'm conscious, and I can just click a couple of buttons and the program will be available to play. So thank you, Carolyn, for bringing that up. That is a strong possibility. So those of you who want these options for a webinar or host your own show, you may also get to be a substitute host on the space show. So keep that in mind. John, Dr. Jurist, sent in a note, he said, acknowledgement or recognition of a donation is fine, but something that annoys the heck out of me is when charitable organizations share their donor list with other organizations. The end result is a deluge of letters asking for contributions from organizations, which I have no interest in. I hope that you do not share contact information with other charities. Also, your list of perks says honor roll when it should be honor roll. So, okay, so Spencer, we overlooked a misspelling here. So honor roll, yeah, is R-O-L-L. And by the way, listeners, if you find that we misspelled some words or left out a comma or something, we have had two eyes going on this nonstop for a couple of weeks, and I guarantee you we have missed more than John pointing out the spelling of the word roll. So if you find something like that, let us correct it, and please send it to us. There's no pride of authorship here other than I'm going to blame it on Spencer. But send it to us, and we will correct it. As to your comments, the space show does not share any information with anyone. So there's no way that we're sharing your information with any charities. I do not know what the first giving Indiegogo 501c3 does on this matter. I have been to the first giving website, and it looks like it's a nonprofit site that you can subscribe to get funding to you if you're not a nonprofit in general. So this is separate from what they do with Indiegogo. So they then get the money, and then they reallocate it minus some fees to whoever they're supposed to reallocate it to. And you subscribe to their service per year. But I don't know what their privacy rules are, or if they have special privacy rules for Indiegogo. And in the Indiegogo nonprofit literature that they make available on their website, there isn't anything that I recall about their sharing information with other people. And I think if they were going to do that, they would have to declare that under the privacy laws. So I don't think it will happen. But I will check with Indiegogo and First Giving and see if they will respond and tell me what their privacy policy is. But for sure, the Space Show shares absolutely nothing with anybody. And your data is, I can't say it's secure. If the Chinese want it, I probably can't protect it. But other than that, it is absolutely secure. We're into the first hour of the program. I'm going to take a pause, and we'd love to hear from some of you if you want to pick up the phone and give us a call. I know this is kind of a little bit of an unusual Space Show program today, but our toll-free number is 1-866-687-7223. If you have any questions, if you want to know how something's going to work, if you want something to be clarified, if you want to object to something or tell us you love something, we'd love to hear from you. So we're going to take our break for 3 minutes, 1-866-687-7223, and we'll come back on the line. And I will say that assuming this venture is successful, we do have other programs planned for the future to take care of a priority list of much-needed things on the Space Show. So we can talk a little bit about that if you want for the future. But of course, our focus today is on launching our program and getting it underway and hopefully meeting our goal as soon as possible so that we can develop this site and get it going. Everybody stay where you are. Back in 3 minutes.
The Space Show thanks its listeners for their generous support. The Space Show now joins forces with the One Giant Leap Foundation to further advance space education and the establishment of a spacefaring society and culture in America and the world. One Giant Leap Foundation is a tax-exempt organization with the purpose of advancing space education and development along with the Space Show. Your support of the Space Show and One Giant Leap Foundation helps get the word out as to why space is so essential and important to us all. So join with us by going to www.thespaceshow.com and click the Space Show button. Your contribution will help the Space Show and One Giant Leap Foundation in continuing its work and bringing you the programming you want free of charge on a continued basis. And remember, your gift to the Space Show is tax deductible.
I'm Dr. David Livingston, creator and host of the Space Show, and I would like to share my vision with you for not only this radio program, but for space development. Space should be like any other place we choose to visit, work in, or call our home. It should be just another destination, like Tahiti, Hawaii, or any place available to us right now on Earth. When this vision becomes reality, we will be spacefaring in our culture, our economy, our society, and in our lives. Our world will be vastly improved by countless space-related benefits, transforming our lives both in space and right here on Earth. And the Space Show is helping to make this vision a global reality. Welcome back, everyone, to our Sunday program. I'm your host, David Livingston. Our guest today is Spencer Austin Martin, and we're talking about the Indiegogo crowdfunding space shuttle program just launched before our show today to raise funds for developing our new website, our modernization program, and searchable and archival quality database, long needed on the space show. Our toll-free number, if you have questions or want to call in and want to give us your thoughts, is 1-866-687-7223. And email, of course, drspace, D-R-S-P-A-C-E, at thespaceshow.com. Please visit our support site, which is support.thespaceshow.com. And from there, you can be directed to our Indiegogo site. Also, if you go to the Space Show blog for today, all of the URLs are there for the support site, the Indiegogo site, and the YouTube video. Let's talk about social media, Spencer.
Well, yeah, a big part of these crowdfunding campaigns is really getting the message out there that about what we're doing and getting eyeballs on our page, because it's a numbers game. We'll have about for every 100 people who look at the page, maybe one or two will donate. And so what people can do in addition to donating is share our campaign on social media. And I know it's kind of hokey for some people, but if you have a Facebook account and you have people who are friends, then share our content, and people will hopefully come to the site. And if they give $10, you know, that helps. It adds up. So if you're on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/OGLF, The Space Show, all one word. And if you're on the Indiegogo site, there's some social media buttons on the far left of the screen. We've already had 6 people share the site and 1 tweet. So the more shares we get, the more people pushing the campaign and their social networks, the wider the viewership will be, and the more people will get coming to the page and hopefully get contributions and meet our funding goal and get this website up and going.
Right, and listeners, I also have an individual David Livingston Facebook site that many of you have befriended, and all of the posts that Spencer is putting up on the Facebook Space Show site will also be on the individual site. So you can share that as well, or you can easily go over and like the Space Show site if you've never done that before. But both of those pages will be working to get this information out, as well as the Space Show Twitter account, which we'll use. And, you know, a lot of people have been retweeting our tweets, and that's great. I've gotten about half a dozen to 8 people already have repeated tweets since we went live this morning to their networks. And we'll also be doing the same with our LinkedIn account, which is a David Livingston account. So if you have any social media questions, or you don't know how to do something or any, just email us and we'll be glad to talk with you and guide you through whatever you want to do. But helping to share this through your social media contacts and all that is really important to us, and it can be very, very beneficial for us.
And definitely comment on our posts. I mean, like them, share them, but if you have a question, for example, we have some information about Drupal 7 that we put up yesterday, you know, the content management system we'll be using, with some links to some information about that. We had some links on how we made the video, the YouTube video. We used an open source 3D program used by NASA and the European Space Agency called Blender, which is open source and freely available. So if you're interested in how we did some of the animations, the green screening, we have information about that too. So feel free to drop by if you have a question about any part of the modernization program or the tools we're using. We definitely, I'll get back to you on the Space Show Facebook account for sure.
Now, they can actually comment on the Indiegogo site too, correct?
Yeah, they can comment there. I'm not as sure about the commenting system there, but yeah, we'll get back to them wherever you comment.
Absolutely. What else can they do to be helpful and beneficial to us? Because there is a time limit on these campaigns.
Yeah, so we have a 30-day time limit, and there are penalties from Indiegogo if we do not meet our campaign funding goals. So Anything you can do, whether emailing or liking on social media, or just if you're on a space related forum with lots of other people from the space community, definitely share it there. Anywhere you can share our pages and our information about the campaign is helpful to us.
Absolutely, and on the WordPress blog that we're using, that will be archived for today, for example, if you have questions or comments about the new website or what we're doing, either Spencer or I will respond definitely. So don't forget that the blog is a way to respond as well. And speaking of the blog, we will be continuing with the WordPress blog, but the access on it, in addition to just being directly through WordPress, will be through the new website's menu, because what we don't have right now is a menu, and we are going to have a menu area of lots of additional items and services and support stuff on the new website. And of course, accessing the Space Show blog will be one of the important ones. So it'll be much easier to go to our blog and to post comments for specific shows or something of that nature. So you definitely will like that feature. And of course, those of you that are beta testing, if you have suggestions that we can do that are in the context of developing this new site from day one, please do submit them to us. And you know, so we're not looking for new additional stuff, but you know, just getting the basics going, getting the right design going so that it can grow and expand, and getting the archives in the right format and the right order. And then things for the future, we will consider depending on you know, the success of this campaign and a lot of other stuff. We do have a priority list for the Space Show of improvements that we would like to be able to make. So we'll throw everything into the mix and see where it comes out. Any other comments on that, Spencer?
Well, yeah, I think that's exactly right. We had to pick and choose exactly what we wanted to accomplish in this modernization campaign. And like we had the discussion last week, and I talked with you previously about the transcripts, and definitely there's from the transcripts to having digital high-definition streams, there's a lot of things that both you and people in the space community want to do to really bring the space show into a really modern format. But like we said, we had to pick and choose exactly what we wanted to do that we could deliver within a very reasonable timeline to get the listeners tangible benefits very soon and on a deliverable time frame, so that they can actually see the benefits from the campaign fairly soon after completion. So if you look at our timeline, we're going from the campaign to actually bringing you the updated website within 2 to 3 months. So I think the listeners will benefit, I mean, within the immediate future from the campaign that we're doing today.
There's an email that's from Blake, who says he's in San Antonio, Texas. And he says, are you planning to carry through with your current Space Show color scheme, which is mostly a black background and the white lettering, or do you plan to have a new look that uses a different set of colors and is more contrasty than just black and white?
Mm-hmm. So if you look at on the Indiegogo campaign, you can see our timeline. We actually are going to run a design, probably at least one or two design iterations by the community to get feedback. But right now we're looking at more of a black, the blue, and the white, with black not being quite so dominant as it once was.
And listeners, in terms of the work being done, we really haven't started the space show development work, but what we have done, and we talked about it a little last week, is we have created a brand new database on the new website in the right format, and there are now keywords for all of our programs. So if you recall, when I started out with the introductions to the show, I mentioned that maybe only a third of our programs have keywords. I think we started doing keywords in 2008, which is when we developed the guest search tool. But everything before that does not have keywords. So now they do. And so that'll be a very big difference, you know, in your searches and for other reasons as well. But we haven't started any of the design work or putting in the features or anything like that. All we've really done is create the database, and we loaded enough programs onto the temporary website domain, which is not public yet, in order to make sure that what we're doing works. But other than that, we haven't really put any resources into the new website yet. We've been putting our resources into developing the crowdfunding program and moving forward with this first stage, which is to secure the financing for this website work.
And the listeners can actually get a sneak peek of that development site if you watch our YouTube video. When we talk about the enhanced search functionality we're going to implement, you'll see some screenshots of the NASA, what is that, planetary data
right
system, something like that. And then after that, you'll actually see some real shots from the development site, just using the basic search functionality, which we plan to enhance even more with multifaceted searches and subsorting and whatnot. But you can see already just a search of lunar resources followed up by subsorting with Dr. Paul Spoudis' name. You know, you can get really granular control over your search results, and you can dig up a lot of really good content that might have been hard to find before.
Is there background noise coming from your end?
I am sitting next to my computer, so
it makes a lot of noise, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it has two graphics. So I rendered the video out on this computer, and it has two fairly large graphics cards to do all the computational work for the 3D rendering.
Listeners, there's still time if you want to give us a call for today and find out anything more than what we're talking about. 1-866-687-7223. I want to say a word about all of the listeners and supporters who sent in testimonials for us. Do you want to say a word about that, or you just want me to carry it?
You're probably more familiar with them than I am, although there's a lot of big names in there, but maybe you should carry that one.
So the testimonials come primarily from guests who have been on the show, and some listeners who have not been guests but have become good friends and supporters of the Space Show. And we asked them for a couple of words of support for what we were doing and a photo. Not everybody sent us a photo. As you can see, we have a silhouette space holder box there for those that did not include a photo. We got a very good reply rate for requesting testimonials. Not everybody, of course, did it. Not, you know, who knows if some of the emails didn't even go through, because I did all of this by email. I know that the testimonials are absolutely legit and from the heart, because when I talk to these people in person or on the phone when we're doing a space show and the non-public part of our conversation, they talk about, you know, have you ever thought of doing a different kind of thing with your archives to make it more searchable? Have you ever thought about this or that or the other? So this is something that the guests have wanted, not just the listeners. So we appreciate and are very thankful to those people that did provide us with testimonials on this, and you can see them all on the website. You know, with 2,500, and I think we're coming up on 2,520 shows, and unless maybe we've passed that. Obviously, we did not go to 2,500, you know, guests to do testimonials, because you know the page would have taken people 30 hours just to go through, assuming a good portion of those people had responded. We're deeply appreciative of those that did provide us with testimonials, and I think what they're saying does come from the heart, because I've talked to so many of these people before, and we've had very similar conversations to what they have said in their comments. So read them through, and you know, I think you'll find it really interesting to see what other people say and think about the Space Show and our 14-plus-year history. in supporting the space show, I've gotten a couple of emails that say they can't find where to click on what perk from the Support the Space Show site. So, listeners, you can't take a perk or purchase a perk, so to speak, from the supportthespaceshow.com site. You have to go to the Indiegogo site. That is the only place you can acquire the perk. Correct, Spencer?
Yeah, that's correct. And I, right after I get off the line with you, I'll put up some more prominent banners with the link to the Indiegogo site. But if you go on the front page right now, you'll see it right there, and below the slideshow, say "Help the Space Show, Donate Now." I'll have the Indiegogo logo, and if you go down further, there's another spot. But I'll throw in a few more so people can find it.
Okay, and the links are also on OneGiantLeapFoundation.org's website and my personal site, which does need upgrading. That's one of the next projects I personally have to do, DavidLivingston.com. But the links for the support site and Indiegogo are on all of those sites, including the spaceshow.com site. This is a letter, Alan is in San Diego. It's an email, and he said, "David, I'm not where I can call in, but here's my question. Are you planning to promote the Indiegogo program on all of your upcoming space show programs, and are you going to be consuming an enormous amount of program time for this project?" That's kind of an interesting question, Alan. Are you concerned that we're going to turn into NPR's pledge break or something like that? I don't really know what Spencer thinks about this, but as you know, if you're a habitual or regular listener to the Space Show, every time we do a Space Show program, I talk about that we're a 501c3, that we exist because many of you do support us, and we thank you for that support. And I talk about the 501c3 status and the PayPal links on the websites and all of that. So I'm substituting that talk while the campaign is going on for the Indiegogo talk. So, yes, the Indiegogo program and our website modernization program will be promoted and discussed on every single space show through the life of our campaign. As I said, I'm going to replace it. I'm going to replace the existing fundraising talk that I usually do with supporting the Indiegogo site. So for those of you that for whatever reason are afraid to tune in because you're going to hear the equivalent of Pledge Week on NPR or public TV or whatever, that's not going to happen. But we'll be still talking about, you know, fundraising, because that's what keeps the space show going. And, you know, we want you and need your support. That's definitely for sure. But starting today, the focus will be on supporting the Indiegogo plan and to help us finance our website modernization program. Another question is from Steve, and Steve is in Las Vegas. If the books are sold out quickly, are you able to add in other perks at that level that are not there now? And I think you need to answer that one, Spencer. I don't think we can, but what do you think?
So if a perk sells out, there's not much we can do about that. We can, if listeners have an idea for a perk, we actually have 2 to 3 empty slots left that we can put in perks at different funding levels. So it might be good to hear back from the community. What kind of perks are they interested in getting for donations?
So we can still, even though we've gone live, we can still add a couple of perks to this.
Let me check and make sure. But yeah, we can still add perks.
But you think that we're limited to a total of 3 more perks?
We're limited to 20 perks, and right now we have 1, 2, 3, 4. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So, yeah, we have 3 more perks we can add.
Okay, so, Steve, in answer to your question, if the books sell out and several of you tell us, why didn't you think of, you know, space show, I don't know, thermoses so I can take to my job site or whatever. And if we get enough of those recommendations, or if anyone comes up with the killer perk recommendation, we can add that. We don't have to wait until the books sell out. But yes, we can add three. And if the books sell out, we don't get to remove them from the site so that we have more perks available. They stay fixed on the site, correct, Spencer?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So, listeners, if you think of something that we should have thought of, and you think it'd be a really cool perk, and let us know what it is, and let us know what you think its value should be. And, you know, we'll do that. And here's another question. Todd's our friend in San Diego. Todd, I haven't heard from you by email in a long time. It's nice to hear from you. Again, Tom said, is the full value of your perk tax deductible? Okay, so Todd, you've asked the most complicated question of the day, even more so than the technology questions. So I am not an accountant or an IRS specialist, and I urge you to check with your own tax advisor about this. But when I get invitations to go to some gala event to support an organization, and one I get frequently is the local chapter of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, because all of you know I have a cystic fibrosis son. So in very tiny print that either you're not supposed to read or it's supposed to be very, very hard for you to read, at the bottom of the invitation, let's assume that it costs $150 a plate to attend the gala dinner. It says, of your $150 donation, $105 is subject to tax deductibility, which meaning the dinner in this example is valued at $45, and you don't get to take a tax deduction for the dinner. So we're not doing a gala dinner event, but what that would indicate to me is that if you're getting something tangible for your perk, you subtract the tangible item's value, and what's left is your gift to the organization. So again, I'm, you know, if this is of interest to any of you, this is why I say check with your own tax advisor, because if this is something applicable to your situation, I'm assuming your tax advisor would send a note that says, please break down the components of my client's $500 one terabyte gift, for example. And we would tell them what the hard drive cost or what the flash drive cost or this or that or the other. And then the accountant would probably subtract that out for the value of the gift, which makes total sense to me, right? Or the value of the T-shirt or the coffee mug or whatever. Some things don't really have a tangible value, like hosting the space show program or something of that nature. So I do believe that in most instances, you can get a tax break for the full value of your gift. But again, that's not across the board. And I urge you to check with your tax advisor to see what's applicable to you and how your tax advisor wants to treat your contribution. And we will be very cooperative if we get a letter for additional information from your tax advisor. So, Todd, it's not a question I can answer in total black and white. It is complicated. It may vary per individual and per state. I'm sure when you submit your contribution to your tax preparer with our thank you notes and the first giving thank you notes, they'll have subsequent questions for you. And that's where something like that would come up. And as I said, we're happy to participate and answer and support whatever information your tax people need as a result of our program and your having made a contribution to us. And that's the same for those of you who have given gifts to us through PayPal during the year, except there we're usually not exchanging anything tangible. So it's It's all a gift to the nonprofit. But in years past, when we gave T-shirts away and lapel pins and stuff like that away, we did subtract out the value of the tangible property from the rest of the gift. So hopefully that answers your question on tax deductibility. Let me say one other thing. We do know that many of you donate to the Space Show from outside the United States. So I have no idea if you're eligible for a tax deduction in the country where you live for donating to a United States nonprofit located in California. I simply don't know. So, again, we will cooperate with whatever information you need. If you're in the UK or if you're in Germany or France or Japan, if there's a chance for you to claim this as a tax deduction, because we are a legal nonprofit in the United States, we will cooperate and get you whatever information you need for backup and support. But I don't know the laws on this, and I can't tell you if an American nonprofit is applicable outside the United States. I don't even know if it's applicable in Canada. So just keep that in mind. I'm happy to cooperate. I don't know the answer today. Spencer, we're coming up toward the close of the hour. People, nobody's wanted to call in, but if anybody is sitting there, wanting to have a question answered that hasn't been asked by email or answered by Spencer and me, now's your time to make a last-minute phone call. 1-866-687-7223. Any final comments, anything you want to direct people to?
If you can share us on social media, again, that's a big help. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/OGLF, The Space Show. Visit our support site at supportthespaceshow.com, which you'll find links to the Indiegogo campaign and information about the modernization plan. And we should talk real quick about the modernization plan because we didn't go over it too much. But
okay,
if you watch the video, there's three main parts to the modernization plan, the first being moving the Space Show onto Drupal 7. And if people don't know what Drupal 7 is, it's a content management system. It's utilized by government organizations like NASA, WhiteHouse.gov. I think the Forest Service uses Drupal. Institutions, lots of education, MIT, University of Colorado, Harvard, and then even private businesses, SpaceX and Tesla, all use Drupal 7. So it's a very powerful open source content management system, and we're going to use it. We've already moved the database and integrated all those keywords into a new database on Drupal. We haven't done the design or implemented a lot of functionality yet, but it's ready to go. As soon as we complete this campaign, we can get moving. And the second step is to do the full design and implementation of the search tools. And the search tools will be fairly advanced. They'll have subsorting and multifaceted searches, so people can really get control over their searches. Because the Space Show has 2,500 shows, and I've been through them all, and there is a lot of content there. And there's a lot of good shows that are just tucked away in there and kind of hard to find. So we want to give you the tools to find them. And then finally, we're going to enhance the community tools. So we're going to connect the Space Show blog to the new Space Show website, and give listeners better tools for participating in the Space Show dialogue and giving feedback and getting their questions to you.
And and the third one, the community tools, is about participating and making it easier for them to comment on the blog and to get feedback back to us, or even the guests to get feedback back to the guests, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the good thing about moving to Drupal is you'll have at your fingertips scalability and extensibility. So you'll be able to add functionality as you feel it needs to be added. So right now we aren't planning to include a whole lot of community tools. But down the road, if you want to expand those and really give users more opportunities to use the Space Show as a
as a hub to talk about these kind of things, we can add that kind of capability in very quickly and easily.
So, listeners, that's pretty much it. And if you think that these changes in our website and our archive base and what we're doing are important or and are of interest to you, and that you'll benefit from it as well as the guest and academic researchers and others like that, then help us, because we $10,000 may not sound a lot to many of you, but we're a very small nonprofit, and you know, fortunately, the Space Show can pretty much handle all of its own direct expenses and indirect expenses, short of salaries to anyone involved with it. But we do need help in building the website, and there's no uncertainties about that. And so while it may not sound like a lot of money to many of you, it's a significant amount from us, and it's the amount needed that we can do this. And we think it needs to be done, and the time is long past where it should have been done. And we're glad that Spencer, who is a listener to the Space Show, stepped forward to help us with that, and I think that that's been very, very valuable. So we're available for your emails if you have any follow-up questions or anything of that nature. I do want to acknowledge that Jeff Smith just made a contribution to the program, and so, you know, it's picking up a little bit. So share us, talk us up, you know, tell your friends about us, put us on your Facebook and your Twitter accounts, and let people know what we're doing. And you know, it benefits everybody. We go back the space history. We take you back in space history to the beginning of the space era. You know, I've got some earlier programs by many of the Germans who came over here in Paperclip, who are no longer with us now. And they talk about their really early days and what components they made for either the Saturn V or for the Apollo vehicles or whatever it is that they were doing. People that worked on the docking for Gemini, and they're no longer with us. Engineers and others. We do go back to the beginning of the space era. Classic shows with Gil Moore and others. You know, we go back to New Mexico, to the early days, and to the early Rocketeers. And you can't find these programs unless you spend a lot of time on guest search to see if Joe Blow or whoever was on the show and when or something like that. Or you ask me, did you ever do a show about the early American rocket experimenters or the paperclip people or, you know, whatever? And I tell you and I direct you, but many of you don't ask me about that. But those shows are there, and they are absolutely golden, because many of these people are not with us anymore. And they're all good interviews. So, and then, of course, we go forward in all phases, all segments, all aspects of the space show are represented. So it's not just space tourism. It's just not that we want to go to Mars crowd or the heavy lift crowd or the Falcon SpaceX crowd. Every segment, every possible policy, all of that is represented on the space show, and not just with people from the United States. We have had guests on from every space-faring country. They may not be in their country of origin when they've done the show. They may have been on the show when they were here in the United States. But we have represented just about every space-faring country. So we need your support. We really appreciate it. I'm looking at an email that just came in, and I don't think this has anything to do with the show. This is about speaking before a TEDx event or something like that. So we'll let this go. It's not a show program.
And we have a really good animation of all the 2,500 programs over 15 years in our YouTube video. I actually went through, screenshotted the entire 2,500 shows and laid it out in 3D space with the years flying by as you kind of fly over all the shows, but it gives you kind of an idea of actually how much spatial content there is out there. And it's an amazing, just the, when you pull back and you look at the entire list of 2,500 shows, that's a lot of content. And there's a lot of gold in there that people will benefit from with the new website, being able to search and find that stuff.
Absolutely, and it can be used to excite and inspire new people coming into the industry. And honestly, I think being able to access this data for the first time is really, really crucial. And I hope you all support us and you agree with us. And I want to thank those of you who have emailed in questions. Can we link this show on the support site, Spencer?
Yeah, let's talk about that once we get offline, and okay. I can put it somewhere accessible.
Okay. And then, you know, people can listen to it if they have 90 minutes, or a lot of people listen to them two or three times faster than the way they were originally played. They have podcast programs on their smartphone that'll let them play it faster, and you can still understand it at two to three times faster. And then instead of a 90-minute show, you got the whole thing in 30 minutes.
Well, we'll put it on Facebook, and we'll put it on the support site.
Okay. So, listeners, again, I want to thank you. So, tomorrow we have a regular space show, and Jeremy Straub is a UND professor, is on with 10 of his students. Let me spell that out again. 10. T-E-N. I'm already pulling my gray hair out, and trust me, it pulls out really easily, unfortunately. 10 students plus Jeremy. I have no idea how this is going to play out. But his students are doing really interesting cybersecurity and space-related research, and we're going to talk about that. And this will be one of the only shows so far we have done on cybersecurity and space-related matters. And that is tomorrow at our 2 o'clock California hour. So it's a program you definitely want to hear. And then look at the newsletters. I'll post the website newsletter pretty quickly after today's show. We got a full week planned, and Charles Miller is back on Friday with his new program that came out with NSF with about an architecture of how to go back to the moon. And then next Sunday is Open Lines. And anything is fair game as long as it's STEM or space related. I want to thank Spencer for being with us and all of you for joining us. I want to thank Spencer for the great work he has done on getting us ready for this Indiegogo campaign and on website design, and for putting up with a lot of my Neanderthal ideas and thoughts. He's dragged me into the modern age, kicking and screaming on many instances, and I think it shows in the quality of the campaign that he has helped put together for the space show. So thank you all again, and everybody have a great rest of the weekend and a terrific week coming up. And remember, support the space show. We can't do it without you. We really need your help. Goodbye, everybody. The space show urges you to keep looking up.